It's a Christmas miracle.
Wow.
That's right. We are going to break down every matchup from week 16 right now for you. All the fantasy football playoff information that your mind could possibly handle with a little Christmas spirit mixed in between. Right, Padaki?
That's right.
All right. Well, let's get straight to the episode.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Wow, I cannot believe we are actually at the end of 2020. I cannot believe that we've made it.
Yeah, it's hectic.
This far. I wasn't sure that this year would ever end.
It felt that way.
Yeah. But fortunately enough for us, there is the best day of the year, some would say, coming up. As you guys probably know, Christmas is just 2 days away. And that's a big deal for a lot of people.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! I know him.
I mean, a lot of people love Christmas. And I'm definitely one of those people included. You can see this on YouTube, my little tree I've got right here. Badaki didn't get into the Christmas spirit.
I don't know.
There's an elf on the shelf behind you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's in the shop, but I got a little elf here. Hopefully I can see it. Maybe we'll have a little zoom in clip on the elf. But, you know, elf on the shelf. We're doing a nice little thing here in the house.
Yeah, big Merry Christmas from us to you. 2 days away. Hopefully you're going to have the best time with your family. We've got a great show for you today.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday, the 23rd of December.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
And we have a Christmas special, all the week 16 information, not in two parts, Badaki.
No.
In one part today.
Oh, one big one.
It's a long podcast, but we decided, you know what? We want to spend some time with some family, and we want to make sure and give something as condensed as possible for you guys. So we're going to cover every single matchup, 16 matchups right now for you on the podcast. You're literally going to have all the information that you need to get a dub in your finals if you made it.
Let's go.
Unfortunately, I was less than a point from the finals, guys.
And that's just frustrating.
You know why I didn't make it? It's because earlier in the year, along with my co-commissioner, Sam Green, we decided to put in a bonus for defenses. If they gave up more than 40 points, it would be -2 points.
Oh.
I started the Niners defense because Zeke was out, and I thought this is a great chance for some turnovers. And that last play where CeeDee Lamb decided not, he could have just fell to the ground. That would be in the championship. But because he ran it back for a touchdown, I am now playing for third place. It is what it is. Does it hurt? Of course it hurts, but such is life. But it's time to get in the Christmas spirit. You know, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Crisis. Merry Chrysler.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Crisis is kind of what 2020 has been, you know?
Oh my gosh, what a crisis year. Everyone's had a midlife COVID crisis this year, unfortunately. But hopefully Christmas is going to bring all the joy and love you need in this season. So big, big Merry Christmas from myself and Badaki to the Fantasyland fam.
Huge,
hope you guys have the best Christmas ever. Let's talk about some news quickly.
What is going on here?
All right, there is some good news and some bad news from the 49ers, Badaki.
Yeah.
Do you want the good news or do you want the bad news first?
Let's start with the bad news. It's just easy.
Okay, get it out of the way. Okay, get the bad vibes gone.
Yeah.
Raheem Mostert and Deebo Samuel are officially both done for the season. Okay? They will not play another game this year. It's also because the Niners are officially out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So there's no chance for them to play again. Both placed on IR. Man, so much potential for both of these guys. And you saw it when they were healthy. But obviously didn't pan out this year, unfortunately.
Nah, tremendous talent. I love Raheem. If you guys heard the podcast earlier, I thought that if he could have stayed healthy, top five top 10 actually running back of the year. He was on a tremendous start this year. And Deebo, if he could stay healthy for a whole season, Deebo, I believe he can be a top 10 receiver as well.
Yeah, so you want the bad news now? Or the good news, actually. Yeah, sorry, good news. Here comes the good news. The good news is George Kittle. Can you smell what the Niners are cooking? Apparently, Kyle Shanahan, said he has a good chance to play. And if he is able to play, they won't hesitate to play him.
Wow.
So I want to address this quickly because people on Instagram, when we announced it, were like, oh, I don't know if you can start him. I'm not trusting him. Guys, it's George Kittle.
Yeah.
Unless you have Darren Waller, Travis Kelce, or maybe potentially Mark Andrews, I would probably start Kittle over Andrews myself. So wow. There's probably only two guys I'm starting over George Kittle. If he's healthy, they're not going to like not allow him to beat George Kittle.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I definitely get it. So you have to start him. I mean, it's a perfect opportunity. Like, if I had George Kittle on my bench, I'll definitely be starting him over Gronk, over Ertz, like over those guys.
Yep. All right, what's the rest of the news? Wrap it up for us here quickly.
Badaki. Yeah, really quick. Derek Carr practiced with some limitations throughout the week. So hopefully he plays. If not, then, you know, it's Marcus Mariota. Ronald Jones is doubtful for Sunday's game against the Lions, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think he's going to play. They need to rest him. They're going to try to make it to the playoffs, I believe. So there's no rush for Ronald Jones. And then Jamal Williams, just to wrap it up, did not practice with that quad injury. I don't think he's going to play this week. Once again, they don't need him right now. They're securing the playoffs.
Terrible, terrible to say. But man, that feels so great to know as a Aaron Jones owner.
Absolutely.
That is music to your ears if you own Aaron Jones.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, there's going to be a lot that happens from now on Christmas Day, the day after, between the games.
We have three days back to keep up. Football.
Oh,
just to let you know.
It's literally heaven. The best way to keep up with all things fantasy football, with all the updates, is to follow us on our social media accounts. Instagram is at Fantasyland Football. Twitter at Fantasyland_FB. You can watch the show on YouTube. Go ahead and hit that notification button so you don't miss any videos. You can follow us on TikTok, Fantasyland Football. And of course, you can listen to the podcast on any podcast platform in the world. All right. All the news is done and all the pleasantries are done. Now it's time to talk 16 matchups.
Wow.
So let's get to it.
Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute? Excuse me, can I talk to you for a minute?
All right. That's right. 16 matchups. You can definitely talk to us for a minute. It's going to be longer than a minute. An hour. Who knows? I mean, this is going to be... Buckle in, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Lots of stuff to cover. We're going to try and condense it for you as much as possible. Badaki, you're going to start off these matchups for us, but I have never seen a Christmas Day game in my life. Am I crazy? Is this just me?
There isn't a game that I can recall that has been on Christmas. No, you might be right. This is interesting. I wonder why. Maybe it's the whole Corona situation.
Maybe. But
who knows? Who knows? Maybe they're trying something new.
Yeah.
All right. 6-8 Vikings at the 10-4 Saints. Vikings are still in this, surprisingly. They can still make it. Technically, they have to win out.
Really?
I think so. I was looking through it earlier today. I'm pretty sure they still have a chance. Need to win out. There's a whole...
Wow.
A bunch of different scenarios need to happen for him. It's highly doubtful.
Okay.
But look. Really quick, Viking side of the ball. Once again, a lot of games to go through. We're just going to tell you the plain and simple who you need to start, okay? Viking side of the ball, Dalvin, JJ, Adam Thielen. That's it. There's no one else you're starting. There's no one else you're thinking about. Point blank, period.
Yeah, and I actually we had someone DM us or actually comment somewhere on one of our social media pages and say, do I start David Montgomery or Dalvin Cook?
Wow.
And I just said, look, I get that that's a question, mm-hmm. but there's no scenario at all that I'm not starting Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
There's just no scenario where Dalvin Cook should be on your bench ever.
Yeah. Look, right? I understand that he is going against the number one defense, run for fantasy defense in the league right now. I understand that, and I know you're probably questioning. I'm questioning it. I have Dalvin for myself. You have to start him. There's no doubt about it. He's definitely going to get over 15 catches unless it's a complete blowout and Drew scores three touchdowns before the first quarter.
So, 15 carries. I mean, if he got 15 catches, that would be
15,
crazy.
That would be great. Saints side of the ball is really easy. Alvin Kamara, and that's it at the moment. Michael Thomas is on IR, clearly. There's no one else that I want to tell you with confidence that you can start. I'm not starting Jared Cook. I'm not starting Drew Brees right now. And I'm not starting Emmanuel Sanders. I know these guys have the opportunity. I know these guys could get you points. But you need to solidify points. If you made it to the finals, if you made it to the championship, I'm not telling you to start these guys. You're not starting them. It's Alvin Kamara, and that's it.
Yeah, I agree. And we don't need to make it any more complicated than that.
Yeah.
Last thing I want to say quickly is just because I know a lot of our listeners join us on our live stream. Our live stream is actually happening tomorrow. Normally it would happen on Saturday. Last week we did it on Friday because there was games on Saturday. But there's a game on Christmas, and we want to be with our family on Christmas Day and Christmas Eve.
It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Yeah. So we are going live tomorrow. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying it's a whole thing. Like, if you hear noise in the background, you hear family, you hear anything. Yeah. Obviously, it's Christmas season.
That's right. Whoop-dee-doo, dickery-dock. I don't even know why that came to my mind anyway. But that's right, it's Christmas. All that being said, we are going live tomorrow to answer all your questions. Same time, okay, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let's answer all your questions. Let's make sure we finish off the season and get you that championship. Our next matchup is the 9-5 Bucks at the 5-9 Lions. Now, Buccaneers, I'd like to say I was impressed by their last game, but I'm also not surprised that the Falcons blew a lead, if we're honest. It's not surprising to me. I think it is a culture thing, and there definitely needs to be a change. But do the Lions have any chance in this game?
No,
I just wanted to throw that out there quickly.
I personally don't think so. I think this is a clear Bucks win. I think this is a good opportunity for the Bucks to get things started. You know, they got things started late last game, but surely they take the lead here early.
Yeah. All right, Tom Brady, you absolutely can start him this week. Detroit gives up the third most points to quarterbacks.
Correct.
Mike Evans, you can start. Chris Godwin, you can start. And that pair right there, we've said this so many times in the playoffs. Who are the people that you want to ride or die with? I'm willing to ride or die with Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. I think you can start them. I don't think you need to hesitate. I'm okay to go down if they don't have a good game. And the other person I want to talk about is Leonard Fournette, because I think if Ronald Jones is out, you could potentially start him with relative confidence as well against this Detroit run defense. It gives up some of the most points to running backs.
Yeah, it's currently the most points right now with the updated stats. So last week, Detroit gives up the most points to running backs after week 15. So I think it's a good start. I think if you have a Ronald Jones and you picked up Leonard Fournette,
great flex. Davis,
I think he can really get you there.
Yeah, I agree. All right, now Rob Gronkowski, I just want to quickly talk about Badaki. Can you start him this week? I mean, Detroit gives up the eighth fewest points to tight ends.
It's definitely
he didn't have
hard.
A great game last week. What do you think?
Yeah, look, it's definitely hard to start him and not to start him in both scenarios. Like, I have Rob Gronkowski. I'm tossing up between Gronk and Zach Ertz right now. I think I have to over Zach Ertz. Personally, I don't like it, but I have to, I think.
Okay, I'll give you one example and one example only. Robert Gronkowski or Evan Ingram?
Evan Ingram.
Okay, hopefully that helps people. And the last thing we'll say on the Bucs is, look, I know AB had that long bomb touchdown last week, but it's not something I'm going to trust in the playoffs. I'm not starting him in most scenarios.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the Lions side of the ball. Only two people I really want to cover here, and that's DeAndre Swift. 19 touches last week. Now, I think you can start him, but I think you need to expect a much worse game than he had last week. I think there's more of a 10 to 15 point ceiling against this Bucks defense.
Yeah. I definitely believe that. I think the Lions are really creative. They find ways to score, so I think Swift will find the end zone regardless. He will find the end zone with one touchdown, depending on, you know, how much time the Lions can stay on the field.
Yeah, I think you can start him. Just lower your expectations a bit. He had 19 touches last week, so that's a good sign. TJ Hawkinson, again, this is another ride-or-die guy. Bad week last week, but Tampa Bay gives up the 7th most points to tight end position, and I believe that you can start TJ Hawkinson with confidence. I don't think you need to question it.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk about Marvin Jones or any other option because Marvin Jones is just too boom or bust for me. It's not someone I'm trusting in the playoffs.
Say no more. 5-9 49ers at the 8-6 Cardinals. This is the Saturday night, the first game for the Saturday night games, or Saturday games, technically. Look, 49ers side of the ball. There's not really.
Oh, sorry. The Bucks and Lions is on Saturday as well. That's a triple header.
Ah, there you go.
I forgot to say that.
The second for the Saturday. 49ers side of the ball, Brandon Ayuk. I think this is a great flex option with Deebo out, you know, with Raheem Mostert hurt. I think Brandon Ayuk could be a good option here, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good flex option. Same thing with Jeff Wilson. I believe that they can run the ball. The 49ers are very talented. They're going to use him, I believe, still. But this is also a chance. I don't know if I would say you should start Jeff Wilson or Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, I think I'd go Fournette there.
Yeah,
same. Because Rojo's out and the matchup's great.
Yeah, that's it. And then obviously George Kittle, if he does come back, I believe you start him no matter what. But
yeah,
Brandon Ayuk, I think, is probably the biggest one I just want to talk about just a little bit. Are you starting him over certain people like a Brandon Cooks, Cole Beasley? Who else can I think of?
I know there's been a change in quarterback, but I just feel like he now, especially with Mostert and Deebo out, he's got a lock in volume target every week.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's actually not a lot of people I'm starting over him. I'm not starting Adam Thielen over him. I'm not starting Mike Evans or Chris Godwin over him.
Okay.
These are big names. I'm not starting DJ Moore over him.
Okay.
Definitely not like a Marvin Jones. Definitely
what about
not a Brandon Cooks? What about
an
Amari Cooper?
Somebody like Jarvis Landry or Rashad Higgins. I think those are big names.
I would definitely start Ayuk over them.
Okay. Say no more.
Cardinals. I love Ayuk.
Look, it's hard. It's hard. It's definitely a toss-up, I believe.
Okay.
In my opinion. But
all right.
Cardinal side of the ball, obviously, there's only three must-starts. K1, D-Hop, Drake. Point-blank period. Those are the guys you're starting. We don't need to elaborate on that. There's no one else on that team that is going to get you points besides these three guys.
Yep. I like it. All right. Our fourth matchup. Four matchups in. Three done.
Mm-hmm.
That means quick math, 13 to go. So let's do it. 9-5 Dolphins at the 7-7 Raiders. It's still like, I don't know why, but it still feels so strange to me that the Dolphins are 9-5. Like, it's just,
I feel like
my mind.
That's going to be the new normal. This is something that we need to get used to. The Bills and the Dolphins are going to be at top of this division. You know, it's going to be a huge flip for maybe a decade. Who knows? Until the Patriots can find a good quarterback.
For sure. No, it's a good point. Mike Gesicki, can you start him? My question. Can you start Mike Gesicki considering the injury?
If he comes in and says, you know what, I'm 100%, you have to take his word on it and you have to start him. But if he's coming in, you know, he's going to be limited. He's going to be, his snap counts is going to be limited. I don't think I can start him. Would you start Rob Gronkowski over Mike Gesicki?
I would. I would personally, yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Hopefully that helps some people. I mean, there's really not many other options that we should be discussing on this team. It's kind of Gesicki if he plays. And that's it. The only other person maybe is Salvon Ahmed. Can you start Salvon Ahmed maybe?
I don't think you can. I think you can, But this is a time where you can't take chances, I believe. And I think Salman Ahmed is you're rolling the dice. Obviously, he rushed for, like, I think 122 yards last week. I don't want to start him at all.
Dang, I didn't know he got 23 carries.
Wow. Ahmed or Jeff Wilson? Okay, that
changes things a little bit. You know what? This is really weird, but I might feel more comfortable with Ahmed against the Raiders.
Yeah.
They gave up the third most points to the running backs.
No, they definitely do.
I'm glad I just looked that up while we were doing this, because I think you could start Ahmed as a flex. So maybe there's not... I'm just disrespecting the Dolphins too much here.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. And obviously the Raiders are in this game as well. Looks like it's impossible for them to make the playoffs, but Josh Jacobs, Darren Waller. That's where the list ends. You don't start anyone else on this team. And don't worry about the quarterback change. It was pretty obvious last week that Darren Waller is going to stay relevant. And Josh Jacobs had a great week, over 20 points. I think that's something that you can expect, maybe 15 to 20 point game this week again.
Yeah. Makes sense. I agree. Going on to the early slate games now. And stay tuned, guys. This, once again, there's a lot of stuff. That's so many games, 16 games. At number 5 right now, 5-9 Giants at the 9-5 Ravens.
What's going on?
Oh, boy.
You better talk it up.
It's your team. I'm going to talk it up, but I'm going to tell you why. Because the New York football Giants are coming for the upset.
Okay.
And this is, look, we haven't done an upset in the past couple weeks. And we haven't seen a clear upset, you know. And obviously the Giants lost the past two games. And this is a must win. They need to make it to the playoffs. And I think this is the perfect opportunity for them to kind of rally back. Hopefully Daniel Jones is healthy. Hopefully DJ comes back. He can take this team, you know, and rally. And he can use his legs. I really, really hope that's the case. You know, James Bradbury was out.
Could it be a Christmas miracle?
For me, yes. Look, and I know this is crazy. Look, I definitely don't believe that they can win. Let me rephrase that. I believe they can win. It's highly doubtful. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. I think we saw how they contain Russ, and Russ is kind of like that Lamar. Obviously, he's not as fast, and he's not as... just not like Lamar, but we've dealt with a quarterback similar to Lamar. We had a game plan, we worked it out, and it was successful, and we got that win over Seattle. So I think that game plan is going to be very similar because they don't have as many weapons around them. So, yeah. Look, Giants side of the ball is really simple. Evan Engram, Wayne Gallman. These are the two guys you're starting. There's no one else on the team you can start. Evan Engram, I'm starting over Gronkowski. I'm starting over Mike Gesicki. Those are the guys who I personally like. I wouldn't start over Evan Engram. And Wayne Gallman. I mean, Wayne Gallman, Jeff Wilson, or Wayne Gallman, Ahmed.
I think Wayne Gallman is the lowest of the three for me.
Okay. Say no more. Once again, we're going to get through this really quick. Ravens side of the ball, Lamar, J.K. Dobbins, Andrews. Yes or no?
Yeah. Yeah. All people you can start.
Yeah.
And there's no one else that you should really consider.
Yes.
All right. Next matchup is the 4-10 Falcons at the 13-1 Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Everyone here is a Chiefs fan in Kansas City. I'm in Kansas City right now, and the city is obsessed with this team.
Is it a huge Chiefs fan?
They like them. They're not massive, but
they're not massive football fans in general.
Yeah. But I've got a bunch of friends here who love the Chiefs. So
right. Maybe you should go to a game.
Well, yeah, that would be ideal. Tickets are insane to try and find. But the Chiefs are going to win this game, okay? And you can start anyone on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
To clarify, it's normally the big four, right? So it's Patty, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and then one of the running backs. I think you can start Le'Veon Bell this week with Clyde out. I think he is a decent flex.
I think so.
Now, for the Falcons side of the ball, Calvin Ridley might be the only person you can actually trust on this team. Do you think that's accurate? Like, Julio, I don't think is going to play. If he does, you start him. But other than Calvin, is there anyone else that you can really trust on this team? I don't think so.
Nah, there's no one else that you can trust. I don't see it. I don't believe it. Look, I'll be honest with you. I have Julio on my bench. I don't think I'm gonna start him even if he does play. And that's crazy to say. Julio right now for me in that playoff position is too high of a risk unless you don't have anyone like I do. I have Roberto Woods and Stephon Diggs, and obviously Stephon Diggs is a must start. But I think Roberto Woods is a good trade in for Julio because they're playing the Seahawks this weekend. Right. Obviously, you know how much the Seahawks give up points to wide receivers.
Right. Yeah. I just want to say quickly, anyone who's listening to the podcast, if I didn't talk for like maybe 30 seconds recently, that was because my computer just decided to not function properly, but we're back on track. So thanks for keeping in there with us. What's the next matchup here, Badaki? Matchup number seven. We're getting through these.
Yeah, we're getting through it. Look, 1-3 Jets at the 10-4 Browns. And I mean, wow.
Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us. Wow. Who would have thought?
Not me.
The Jets have a win, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the 0-something Jets. It's the 1-13 Jets. Put some respect on the Jets' name.
That's right. Look, it's a huge, huge upset for the Jets against the Rams last week, which is so much better for me because I know that the Rams are going to come out and they're going to be shooting the ball to Roberto Woods, and I'm happy about that. Anyways, look, Jets side of the ball. Trevor is like, yes, I'm not going to New York. That team sucks. Maybe he really want to go to New York. Maybe he wants to go to Florida. Who knows?
I don't feel like anyone wants to live in Jacksonville, but I don't think anyone wants to play for the Jets. So it's not a great situation either way.
Yeah, look, Jets side of the ball, you're not starting anyone. Let's be honest. Point blank, period. Let's move on. The Browns, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. That's really it with confidence. And these are the other two that's questionable for me that's on the fence, and that's Jarvis and Rashad Higgins. Obviously, these guys have been taken off. Both have been very consistent. They both passed that 10-point threshold in the last three games. Are these guys in talks if you are in desperation? Obviously, let's say Julio doesn't play. Who would you start out of these two?
Jarvis, for sure.
Okay.
I'm relatively confident starting him this week as well, which is weird for me to say. I'm okay with it. I'm actually okay with it this week.
Okay. Tyler Boyd or those two?
Jarvis.
Brandon Cooks?
Jarvis.
Claypool?
Jarvis.
Okay.
Because there's too many people in Pittsburgh, in my opinion.
Yeah. What about Amari?
Cool. Oh, man. He's been hard to trust. I know this is crazy, but I think I would still go Jarvis. Because he is the guy getting the targets.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, these are all scenarios that you guys can be in. We're trying to give you so much information right now in this long podcast. Hopefully, that helps you. Obviously, you can access more questions during the live.
All right. The 7-7 Bears at the 1-13 Jaguars, who should be going crazy because you're going to get a generational talent in Trevor Lawrence. What a turnaround for you.
Yeah.
My goodness. Shout out to any Jags fans out there. But as far as this team now, as it currently stands, James Robinson did leave the game with an ankle injury. We do not have any updates just yet on that ankle. But if he plays, you play him. And you don't question it. You start him. And for the Bears side of the ball, David Montgomery.
Wow.
Oh my God. He on X Games mode.
This dude has been balling out. And I think it's another great game ahead. He has, what was that? We are going to post something today or tomorrow about him. This dude has been going crazy. Six touchdowns in the last four games.
Yeah,
over 500 yards.
Yep.
25 mm-hmm. plus PPR points per game.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency. David Montgomery. Who would have thought?
You know, he's running back six right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Which is wild. That's just insane how he's recovered like that.
Yeah. Shout out to Monty.
Yeah, big shout out to him. Other than Monty, Allen Robinson is, like, you start him and you don't question it either. Target monster. Don't question starting Allen Robinson. Doesn't matter who's in the quarterback position there, which it's going to be Mitch. But you start Allen Robinson. You start David Montgomery. I'm not high on Cole Kmet. I'm not high on Jimmy Graham. I like Darnell Mooney, but I'm not in a place where I'm comfortable starting him with my fantasy championship on the line.
Yeah, I agree. 3-10 and one Bengals at the 4-10 Texans.
Look, what a game.
What an upset by the Bengals and pretenders. That's what we call the Steelers in where we come from. Okay?
Yeah. Look, that performance from the Steelers.
That's pitiful. I mean, it's absolutely pitiful to perform like that.
You got to be better.
Yeah, you got to be better. Look, there's no one else in the Bengals that I can tell you to start with confidence besides Tyler Boyd. Okay? Obviously, he was hurt with that concussion. We need to see if he's going to practice or he's even going to play this week. Usually concussion takes about 1 to 2 weeks to recover unless you are, I don't know. That's kind of what the process is throughout this year. Everyone has at least missed one game with that concussion. So if Tyler Boyd plays, I think it's a good start. Obviously the Texans, you know, I think he would have been targeted a lot more. Yeah. You know, he was targeted early in that first play and unfortunately, he went out, but I think you can start him personally. But I'm not starting Giovanni Bernard. I'm not starting anyone else on this team besides Tyler Boyd. Texans side of the ball, Deshaun Watson, David Johnson, Brandon Cooks. And obviously, there's a lot of questions. Should I start David Johnson? Should I start Brandon Cooks? Who are you confident starting these guys? Who would you be starting over them?
It was said by Romeo Crennel that David Johnson would be used differently when he came back from that injury. And it couldn't be more true. He had 11 receptions for 106 yards. Can you use him? Can you start him? I think so. If this is how they're going to use him, even if he gets half of that, five or six receptions, like, that is a really safe floor for a running back.
The Bengals are pretty
decent. I cannot believe he got 11 receptions. That is insane.
Yeah, the Bengals are pretty decent against the run as well. They're kind of in the middle of the pack there. More towards the they don't give as many points to running back side, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So I think that...
I think you can start him as a desperation flex, for sure.
Yeah, say no more.
Yeah. And I think last thing I'll say on Brandon Cooks, I don't love betting my fantasy playoffs on him personally. Okay. All right. The 10-4 Colts at the 11-3 Steelers. Are they real threat? Who knows? I don't know. If you're a Steelers fan, all respect, all love. Hopefully this team can figure it out and Juju can stop dancing on logos.
You know what's crazy? The Browns could be taking the lead in this division.
Yeah, I know.
When I say they can even win that they can win. What division are they in? AFC? No, NFC.
AFC North.
Right. So they can win that. There's no one else in this division.
Happy Christmas. That...
Sorry. Go ahead.
You can go ahead.
I pushed the wrong button, but it's a beautiful button, so let's hear it again.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
I definitely didn't mean to push that, but it's the Christmas episode, so let's get some more holiday cheer. But no, you're talking about the Browns, and what I was going to say is no one would have thought that they would have a chance to win this division this year.
No, not at all. And I think Hold on, I'm just pulling up the playoff picture. I think they can. There's no one else with a better record besides the Steelers currently.
Yeah.
And the person, yeah. the team that's right behind them are the Browns. So I'm not saying they can just win.
In the AFC?
Yeah, I think so. Because
you got the Chiefs. You got the Chiefs there, bro.
Hold on.
And the Bills.
I'm trying to see right now.
They're definitely, their schedule is very respectable for sure, but there's, you know, in the AFC alone, there's four teams.
You're right. I was mixing it up with the other, I keep thinking the NFC.
Happens, bro. It happens. But, all right. So for the Steelers, because that's who we're talking about right now.
Mm-hmm.
The only guy I'm going to tell you to start with confidence is Deontay Johnson. And I think when you actually look at his game logs, he had that one bad game and everyone was worried.
Yeah.
But what did Mike come out and say? He said, I'm just going to pretend like that last game didn't happen at all and give him a clean slate. And you can obviously see 13 targets last week. Like, he has been getting such a consistent target share. His targets are through the roof. Mm-hmm. And Juju and Claypool are the ones who aren't getting those consistent targets. So I think Deontay is a great start. You can trust him. I don't think you can trust Juju. I don't think you can trust Claypool. I'm not starting James Conner with any confidence against this defense. And I don't think you can start Ben with confidence this week either.
Yeah.
I only think Deontay Johnson is the only guy you can trust. Is that fair?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that's perfect. That's perfectly said. I think Deontay Johnson is working. He's trying to get better. If you were watching the game or watching the game early, he was out there 3 to 4 hours before the game trying, you know, just practicing catching balls. He's dedicated. He wants to be this guy. Yeah. He wants to be the number one guy or the number two guy on this team. He's working hard. And I believe he's going to be better later on in the season.
Let me ask you, actually, because this is a real question. How high is he going to get drafted next year if he continues this performance for the rest of the year? I mean, I could see him getting drafted in like the third or fourth round.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Third, fourth round. I think that's pretty solid for him. If Big Ben, obviously Big Ben, is, he said he wants to come back. I think he will. Third or fourth round, yeah. I believe.
All right, Colts side of the ball. Jonathan Taylor. Wow, what a turnaround. Three solid, consistent weeks in a row. I'm still a little bit hesitant, but I think you have to start him. Could it hurt you? Maybe. But I think he's moved himself into that category of the ride or die in the playoffs type player. Do you feel the same way?
I feel the same way. You have to start. You have to start JT. It's a great option. He's been balling out. He's going to be a crucial part for this team to win in the playoffs, I believe.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is the best defense against the run. So that's why there's hesitation. But what did Gio Bernard do last week? So, you know, if there's talent there and they utilize it, maybe there could be a great opportunity here for Jonathan Taylor. And, you know, what we've always been worried about is the volume, but the volume has been there for JT. So
yeah.
I think you can start him. I'm not starting Hines. I'm not starting TY. I'm not starting anyone else on this team with any confidence.
Say no more. Look, we're at number 11, guys. We're almost there. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
We're going through it fast. Ten Panthers at the 6-8 Washington football team.
Ooh, baby.
I mean, I need the Carolina Panthers to come through with the massive L right
now. No, thank you.
look, this game might be flex to PM, apparently.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we've heard. We've heard that it's going to move from a morning to a PM game.
I really hope not, because it's mental for me, because
it's always Joe, mental for you with the times.
Because Joe has JD McKissick, and I don't like that.
Yeah, it's going to be flex. And I think Antonio Gibson might be back, so.
You kidding?
There's a chance that he and Alex Smith could play this game.
I haven't heard about it, and if he is,
That's what I was saying, dude, because I played Joe last week, and JD McKissick went off. And I was like, if Antonio Gibson could have been there, I would have. There's so many things I should have done.
Yeah,
that could have happened. That I would have won. Just 1 point, less than 1 point. I lost this game.
Literally,
by.
You could have started anyone else on defense. You would have won.
Russell Wilson could have had one more point. Any other defense in the entire league, I could have started and been fine.
It's crazy that Tyler Boyd got knocked out the first play.
I know. Oh my gosh. That hurts so much. I'm not going to lie. I've been thinking about it a lot, but it is what it is, you know.
Yeah.
Can't think on these things too much.
Look, Washington side of the ball, it's Terry, JD McKissick, Logan Thomas. These are the guys that I'm confident telling you to start. Logan Thomas has been a great, great kind of like that tight end miracle guy at the end of the season. He hasn't been consistent. But
yeah,
he has been consistent throughout the whole year, but he's been consistent throughout the last five games or so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really good if you picked him up off the waiver wires. Obviously, here's
one thing, sorry, quickly, to be worried about. Dwayne Haskins, there was photos of him in a strip club. And I know this is hilarious. Like, I don't know if you heard the story or not.
I've heard it. I've heard the story.
Okay, so there's a realistic scenario here. If Alex Smith can't go, Dwayne Haskins probably will be suspended. I think that's a very realistic scenario. And in that scenario, I'm not very comfortable starting almost anyone. Except for a JD or Antonio Gibson.
Right.
You know, because we're going to be getting a practice guy who's never had any experience in the NFL. I just don't know how confident I am if it's not one of those two quarterbacks.
Apparently, from what I heard, is that he will be disciplined within the organization, not by the NFL.
Well, the NFL might have to step in because there weren't any face masks.
Right.
No one was wearing face masks.
Well, surely,
in a public place.
Surely.
So there might be.
He'll get tested.
Yeah, he will get tested.
He probably doesn't practice this whole week. He goes through virtual practice. He gets tested to make sure he hasn't gotten anything.
This is the thing, though. Like,
that's how,
man,
I see it.
How stupid do you have to be? Like, no offense, I always wanted Dwayne Haskins to succeed, but in the middle of a pandemic, and you, by the way, you lost the starting job, and now you have a chance to be like, I've matured, I'm that guy, and you're in a strip club
that's dumb,
with
bro.
No masks.
That's
it's just
dumb.
Like, what? What is not clicking up here in the skull? What is not clicking? It's just, honestly, doesn't make sense to me.
Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your skull?
It's not good enough. It's not good enough. No. But anyway, you were talking about Terry. Talking about Logan.
I was talking about Logan. Yeah, okay. Look, like I said, I think Logan Thomas has been a guy that a nice little dog horse that kind of came out of nowhere, out of the shadows, and I think he's a good addition to your team. If Dwayne Haskins starts or if Alex Smith starts, I could be starting Logan Thomas over Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, I get it.
I really like that option, but
yeah,
obviously I don't have him. Anyways, Panther side of the ball is pretty clear on this side. CMC, if he plays, you start him. If he doesn't, Mike Davis. He had a bad game last week. I think he'll bounce back again this week, personally. Obviously, this front five for this Washington football team is pretty good, but I still think he has opportunity.
Yeah, CMC plays, you play him.
Yeah. For receivers, I think my only guy I can tell you to start is Robbie, okay? This is his first truly bad game. Under 5 points, he's a PPR monster, and of course, he would definitely bounce back. I know the Washington defense gives up, are pretty good against wide receivers, but they need to get Robbie into the mix if they want to win. I think Curtis Samuel right now is boom or bust. Obviously, DJ Moore has been a little bit more like himself. He had a bad start to the season.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to start DJ Moore. I think I would still start Robbie over DJ Moore purely because of the targets.
Yeah, I get that. And
Robbie had 11 targets this game, mind you. He only caught 3 passes, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, so the targets were there. That's what you should really focus on. So, yeah. All right. Let's go to the... we're already in the PM games. So this is the first official PM game. The Washington game should be flexed into the PM. But the Broncos, 5-9, and the Chargers, 5-9, will face each other. Honestly, this is a pretty easy matchup to cover, and I don't think we really need to spend all that much time on this matchup. Obviously, both of these teams aren't going to make the playoffs, but Noah Fant came and had a great game last week. He's probably the only confident start on this team. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Noah Fant, I don't feel comfortable starting anyone else. I don't feel comfortable starting Melvin Gordon. I just feel like that is still a split backfield. Let's talk about the Chargers. You can start Herbert. Great matchup for him. You can start Keenan if he plays because we start our stars. Mm-hmm. You start Austin Eckler. You start Hunter Henry. And that's it. These secondary wide receivers have done well. The Tyler Johnsons and the Guyton's. But you're not starting them with confidence regardless right now.
Yeah. No way. I'm not excited to start any of those guys. It's Keenan. And if it's not Keenan, it's no one else in the receiver position for this team.
Yeah. Agreed. But start Eckler with confidence, even though he had a bad game last week.
Yeah. 4-9-1 Eagles at the 5-9 Cowboys. Once again, really quick, guys. Number 13, two more matches to go. Eagles side of the ball. Miles Sanders, the yellow boot Miles Sanders from last week. Were you there when we were watching the game?
Yeah, I was. That was funny.
You're about to say something.
Sorry, I was just looking at the... And I was thinking to myself, as a Washington fan, who do I want to win this game? And I guess I want the Eagles to win this game.
I think you need to have the Eagles to win because they have that draw.
Yeah. So I guess I'm rooting for the Eagles because they would be 5-9-1. And if we lost, we would be 6-9. Oh my gosh, this division is sad. And we'd still have the lead. Okay.
Bro, we're coming with a comeback, though. Like, this division in the next couple of years is going to be really good, I believe.
Yeah, I agree. I think so, too. Yeah.
Eagle side of the ball, Miles Sanders, Jalen Hurts. What a surprise start. Won by Joe. And what a surprise performance by him, the rookie. He did really great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Joe Dickow. I was playing him in the semis, as most of you know. At last second, he switched out Jared Goff for Jalen Hurts and started Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
And to say it was clutch is beyond truth. It was so clutch for him.
Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
That move gave him a chance to win it all.
Yeah.
And I think you start Hurts again this week. I'm super comfortable starting him against this Dallas Cowboys defense.
Yeah, you'll see him in our post that we're probably going to post about the QB streams. Probably give you a little bit more information there. If not, just send us a message. We'll happy to answer all your questions. Other people I want to talk about really quick is Dallas Goedert or Zach Ertz. I think I would rather be starting Dallas Goedert if I needed to. I would still start Logan Thomas over Dallas Goedert or Zach Ertz. I would still start Noah Fant over those guys. I would still start probably Rob Gronkowski over them. In my opinion, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with that. It's just a little bit of an unknown scenario right now.
Yeah, exactly. And I know, you know, Jalen Hurts was balling out. He was throwing the ball to all these receivers. You can't trust him. I'm not starting any of these receivers. So don't even question it.
No.
Cowboys side of the ball is pretty simple. Once again, if Zeke plays, you start him. If he doesn't, Tony Pollard. I think he played great last week. I think he won't have as good as a game, but I think he will still get the targets. He will still have the opportunity. That's it. That's it for Tony. But yeah. I think you can start Amari and CeeDee Lamb. Thoughts?
I don't know.
Who are you starting over those two guys?
Oh, I don't think I'm starting CeeDee Lamb. I mean, the only reason he had an okay game was because of that punt. Kickoff return.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't have had many points without that. He got over the 10-point threshold, but...
CeeDee Lamb or like...
Curtis Samuel, maybe? See, yeah. I would start Curtis Samuel over CeeDee Lamb.
Claypool?
And, yeah, that one's a little bit more up in the air.
Brandon Cooks?
Probably Brandon Cooks because of the security in those targets.
Higgins?
I would start CD over Higgins.
Okay.
What about Amari? Are we starting Amari in most scenarios? I don't know that you can trust him all that much.
Yeah, I think he's a must start, though. I think I'm starting Amari over a lot of these guys, like Jarvis. Or maybe not this week, but I guess throughout the season, I was happy to start him over Jarvis. I'm happy to start him over a Colt Beasley, over Brandon Cooks, over...
Robbie Anderson?
Yes.
How about Juju?
Nah, I'll still start Juju over Amari.
What about Tyler Lockett, last one?
Tyler Lockett.
Okay. Hopefully that helps you guys make some decisions. Oh my goodness, we are on our 14th matchup. We are flying through these for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the 9-5 Rams at the 10-4 Seahawks. Look, this is actually really easy matchup for the Seahawks. There's four people that you're starting: Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Chris Carson.
Yeah.
That's the big four. That's who you're starting. Okay. Russ, did he have a bad game last week? Yes. But we always have a saying, start your stars. Russell Wilson is a star. You need to start him.
Yeah.
For the Rams side of the ball, you can start Robert Woods. Obviously, he's got a pretty great matchup against the Seahawks defense. I think you start Cooper Kupp as well. Now, the people I want to talk about is Jared Goff and this running back room. Can you start Jared Goff? Let's start there.
I think you can. You have to. He is the Seahawks give up. Let me pull it up so I can give you exact numbers.
The fourth most points.
Fourth most points. There you go. They give the fourth most points to quarterbacks. You have to start him. I believe. I think it's just like last week. He played the Jets. You had to have started him. He will have a bounce back game. Sean McVay is not going to play to the Seahawks level. He's going to go back to the ball that he was playing before. I think Jared Goff, he had a terrible game. I think he was sacked like 5 times. The Jets defense had over 10 points. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. It was absolutely embarrassing for this team. And I think all these guys will bounce back, in my personal opinion. I think you have to start Jared Goff. There's no running back situation that I'm starting unless it's Cam Akers. I know one of those guys is going to take off, but we don't know who. We don't know if it's Darrell Henderson. We don't know if it's Malcolm Brown. So
right. The
receivers, you have to start point blank period. And Jared Goff, you have to start.
Yep, I agree.
Obviously, we went through all the Seahawks. You start all those guys, no question about it. Sunday Night Football, wow. I mean, wow. I don't like this matchup purely because I'm going against Derrick Henry in the finals. And the Packers give up, I think, the top three most points to running backs. 10-4 Titans at the 11-3 Packers Sunday Night Football. This is going to be a game.
Winter is here.
Derrick Henry is
coming for your throat.
I hope something happens. I hope he doesn't get season-ending injury. I hope he twists his ankle. Oh, you know what? Let's rest him.
That's terrible. You're terrible. That is awful.
I believe the best for my team, fantasy-wise, but for Derrick Henry as a player, awful. Only for this Sunday and this Sunday only, I hope you have a terrible game. Look, you're starting the king. You're starting AJ Brown with confidence. Yeah. The only other two people I want to talk about is Jonnu Smith and Corey Davis. Obviously, Jonnu Smith kind of came back, helped him out to get that win last week. And Corey Davis, I think he's a good start here, purely because of the matchup with Jaire Alexander on AJ Brown. If this defense, Packers defense, can somehow stop Derrick Henry in a way, limit him. They have to, you know, third and long, you know, stuff like that. I think Corey Davis can be the guy that Ryan Tannehill is going to be looking for.
Yeah, I think you can start him as a flex with some confidence.
With some confidence, right? Over all these guys we talked about earlier with the...
Yeah.
Jarvis, with the Cole Beasley, with the Brandon Cooks, with the Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, yeah.
All those guys that we talked about.
I would start Ayuk over Davis, but most of those people, yeah, I feel comfortable.
Okay. Jonnu Smith?
No, don't start him.
Say no more.
This feels like a trap game to me. I mean, no. I just, the targets haven't been consistent. Don't do it.
Look, pack aside the boys, once again, pretty simple, straightforward. Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Detective Adams, and Robert Tonyan.
Yep.
That's it.
He's been good.
Yeah, he's been great.
And by the way, like I said at the beginning of the show, Jamal Williams being out is so good for an Aaron Jones owner,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to get a lot more opportunity, or you should if everything goes to plan.
Yep.
All right, the last matchup. Oh my goodness, we made it.
We did it.
Under an hour. Wow. Congratulations, really? Us. Yeah.
What's the time? Under an hour?
I don't know. I think we're just over 50 minutes now, so.
Oh, wow. I mean, sheesh.
We've been smashing through these matchups. Been killing it. Given all the condensed content you need, only the need-to-know stuff. Okay, the 11-3 Bills at the 6-8 Patriots. This is Monday Night Football.
I'm going to love this game.
Yeah, because you've got Stephon Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephon Diggs, people might have been worried about Stephon Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it could be
a
really good game for Diggs, hey.
That's right. Look, I'm pumped about this one. Stephon Diggs is a must-start. Look, I'll tell you the list. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, point blank, period. That's all. Those are the people you're starting, but I am really excited to start Stephon Diggs this week. The fact that it's a Monday night game, I'm going to be the last person that has somebody playing for the matchup, so Stephon Diggs can either win me my matchup if I'm down,
yeah,
or can just put that little cream on top if I'm on top.
Yeah, okay. Little Christmas cream.
Oh boy. Let's go. Get me to the championship. I want it to be Sunday already. Saturday technically. But
yeah, technically. I mean, the games start on Christmas. Let's not skip over Christmas. Let's enjoy it, you know. But for the Patriots side of the ball, you're not starting anyone, guys. There's just no one we can tell you with confidence.
Mm-mm.
You could start these guys. But that was every matchup. We've done it. We covered it. 16 matchups and all the relevant news that you needed to hear. Pretty proud of us.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Last thing that I want to say, obviously, from Badaki and us, is we want to let you know about our live stream tomorrow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on Saturday. It's tomorrow. It will be on YouTube. That's where we go live on YouTube. Link will be in our bio of all of our social media accounts, or you can just search Fantasyland Football on YouTube. You'll be able to find us. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're answering all your questions. It was so cool. Last week, we didn't expect a lot of people, but still had tons of people. We answered hundreds of questions. So,
yeah.
Would love to have you guys there. Come join. Hopefully, we'll help you make some right decisions. Again, Christmas is in a couple days.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God! I know him.
Oh, my gosh. Bro, by the way, I mean, I guess I finished the show. I mean, I'll fight you if you say it's not, but is Elf the greatest Christmas movie of all time?
Yeah, I think so. Look, I'm not a huge Christmas movie person. Does that make sense?
I'm not, and this is, we're gonna sound like Scrooges, but like, I don't really listen to Christmas music on purpose. I don't watch Christmas content on purpose.
Right.
But the one thing I am always happy to watch on Christmas is Elf. I could watch that all the time. It's one of the best movies.
Yeah.
Did you know it took them, by the way, 10 years to make that movie?
I actually saw a clip that when, you know, like when he's walking in the streets and he comes into the city.
Yeah.
It's like, it's all like.
All legit.
Improv. Yeah. Like he's walking to complete strangers.
Wasn't planned. Yeah.
It's so hilarious.
And they actually didn't get a permit to do it on the tunnel. They didn't get a permit to shoot there. They just shot there and then got the permit after. So there's actually some really cool behind the scenes stuff about that movie. But big Merry Christmas from the Fantasyland fam.
Yeah, huge.
Happy Christmas. It's Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Chrysler.
Seriously, enjoy the holidays. You know, this year has been crazy for everyone. And we just hope that you can take the week, win the championship, but more importantly, be with family, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Just
spend the time with the people that you love, right?
Yeah. It's always good to spend time with family, especially with this year. You know, 2020 has been unprecedented, and it's huge. It's huge just to have that Christmas cheer, and hopefully you guys get gifts. But if not, you know, the gift is spending time and having another day to just be with your family. But huge love from the Fantasyland family. Really thank you guys for listening. Mm-hmm. Look, we're going to come out with more content soon. We're going to stay in tune. Obviously, it's Christmas, so we want to spend time with, you know, our family. We want you to spend time with your family. Obviously, we only have 2 episodes this week. But you know, hopefully this is enough for you guys and you guys understand that we'll still be on Instagram. We'll may not answer all of it on time, but we'll try.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. All love from us. Don't miss the next episode on Monday, week 16 recap. Merry Christmas. Hopefully everything works out for you in fantasy. And all love from us. See you on the next episode. See you there.
See you there.
Hey, yeah, you, the one listening to this podcast, you made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now, like no one's watching, because you deserve it.